was not caught across the line. I was not caught, though many tried. I live among you, well disguised. I had to leave my life behind. I dug some graves you'll never find. The stories told with facts and lies. I had a name, but never mind.
All right. Welcome to More Like TV presents True Detective. We are on episode, am I correct by saying episode 3?
That is the latest episode, yeah.
Okay. Episode 3, tomorrow maybe.
Yep, season 2, episode 3 of the show. We are reviewing it. Now, we have a new guest this week. We have, he just watched them all today, which I love that aspect about hearing what he has to say. Joe Coletta from the Cousin Joe Show is joining us, and I told him today, you know, hey, you really need to watch it, and he's other people told him the same thing. He finally watched it today, and he ended up telling me I had to watch him back to back.
Not to be ass licky, but again, man, for weeks since it came out, people have been telling me you got to check this out. And then you telling me this morning was, I was like, all right. Especially because, you know, Royce and I share similar tastes.
We're sick fucks.
Sick fucks. That was one of the things Royce said to me. He goes, you're a sick fuck. I know you'll love it.
That's exactly how I sold it to him. I go, Joe, you're a sick fuck. Please just watch it.
And I swear to you, literally within 20 minutes, I had the first episode on HBO Go. And I couldn't stop. From there, I watched all three.
I'm not drinking. I love them. Drinking takes the edge off. I want to be angry. Oh, Jesus fucking great line. Right?
Huh. I wish that wasn't so popular. That way I could use it in real life.
I can't believe, I cannot believe that a show that got so fucking, that episode that got so fucking dark started with a guy playing Conway Twitty in tight pants singing while he visits his dream father in heaven or whatever he was.
Do you
just
think
like
in
a
that
Rick
bar?
Springfield kind of thing. Yeah.
Yeah. What were you saying, John?
Do you think in that bar they're going to keep switching up the performers, or they're going to keep going back to that girl playing guitar?
Oh, fucking little skinny girl. She's really good, though. I mean, have you
heard? She is. And it looks like they already did, John, this past episode. Yeah, this past episode. They changed it up with the Rick Springfield character guy
performing. I think that was a dream sequence.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Wait. First of all,
Conway Twitty wasn't there. Sorry.
We have to start off the show by claiming what is rightfully ours, Royce.
Yes.
If Dutch is on the line.
No, Dutch is not on tonight, I don't believe.
I think that's the reason why Dutch is not on.
But I'm going to say it. And Joe, so you know, at last week's show, Dutch was on and we were talking about it. Uh-huh. And I kept saying, Ray's going to be alive. Ray is definitely alive. He is not
dead. And
Dutch
agreed, right?
Yes. And Dutch said no. Dutch said, Ray is going to be dead.
I saw, even though I had the next episode queued up seconds later, while the credits were rolling, I was thinking it would be cool if they killed main character off in the second episode. That'd be amazing. But no, he's too good.
Yeah, he's good. He's the favorite part of it. That's the thing. He's the best part of it.
They can't get rid of him. So I knew. I thought the old hack 80s bulletproof vest would have saved him. Yeah. But
yeah. Well. So Mark and I made a bet with Dutch.
Okay.
And if we lost, we had to drink a Lester's Fixings, whatever flavor he wanted. And Lev, you know what Lester's Fixings are? They're the most disgusting flavored sodas. Buffalo soda.
I was just saying, the awful sodas that you made Rampcat drink last time I was on with you? Okay.
Wait, hold the phone. I've drank once, and Royce and Brian and Sean have drank multiple times.
Yes.
So.
That's true. That is true. But I am the reigning champ because I am still the current one.
Fuck! Yes, it's true.
But anyway, Dutch now has to drink two Lester's Fixings since he made the bets with both of us. And I can't wait to see him do it on here next. I think he pussied out. I think this week he came up with a reason not to come on.
It would be really good for him to be on only because I got to say in the first 5 minutes of that episode, maybe tomorrow, I was kind of sweating it. I was like, Oh, he's in purgatory.
Yes,
he's not waking up.
Uh huh.
And I'm screaming at the please wake up, Ray. Please wake up.
I don't want to drink
this. And
he didn't
even have a bulletproof vest on.
Nope.
He's there. No. He got hit by buckshot.
Yeah, I think it was impact.
Was it
rounds.
Buckshot or was it beanbag bullets?
Impact
like
rounds.
Rubber bullets. Yeah, like riot control.
And then that also said it was cop would have that. So now they suspect a cop.
That was a big hint. Yep.
But yeah, they were. And by the way, I guess the way we try to do it is we try to stick to one storyline, and because that's, since there's three different story, three or four going on, we try to do one storyline at a time. So I guess we'll start with Ray because he's the first one we saw. He met his dad for the first time. Fucking, what's that actor's name? His dad's name, Mark, you know.
I don't know, but he's been in Joe Dirt.
Yeah.
He's Fred been in Ward, so many things.
Fred Ward, who is also
yes.
Williams, the
Tremors
Begins. He was also
Tremors 2 after show. Yes.
He was also in Road Trip.
Yes. And he was, like you said, John, Joe Dirt's dad.
He was also the German father in Beerfest.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
That's right. You're right.
Yeah. So anyway, he was talking to him, and we could also, and like that was the other thing, like, dad, just drink, because, you know, dad's shaking, his hand shaking when he's trying to drink it. Dad, just drink out of the bottle. No, when you drink out of the bottle, you're an alcoholic. Like, I love the fucking.
Yeah, moment. No, you got a problem if you're drinking out
yeah,
of the
you
bottle.
Yeah, you have a problem. That's what it was. It was so, like, such a way he rationalized it that I thought was great. And it's something else that I would want to steal if it wasn't so popular. It's just a really.
Right, good, right.
It's yeah. just a really funny thing to say.
But that's a good point, man. And I went into it thinking, like, how can they top Woody Harrelson
and they were good
and McConaughey? But the writing
well,
is just
producers.
So great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The writing is, it's just like Mark pointed it out last week. I mean, it's the writer from last season is now the writing and directing this season, correct?
Same
correct.
Guy, yes.
Yeah.
Nick something, right?
Nick DiPalazzo.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah. So let's see what else. What's the? I'm trying to remember. Help me out here. What else happened to Ray that we could talk about?
So Ray also had not only talked to his dad after meeting him in his dream, to him about meeting in his dream, but also he had the Sunday come to meeting with the mayor of Vinci and all the higher ups that were basically ball busting him because he's supposed to be the guy, like the best cop, and he hasn't really found out anything. And they've got their own agenda as far as just make this go away, find out whatever you want, whatever you can for us so that the state investigation goes bye-bye.
And also, of course, don't forget the ex-wife aspect.
Yes.
Oh, my God. And also, I love the running gag of the e-cig still going on.
Yeah.
Is that a
this
fucking,
time was a different
is
thing.
That a fucking e-cig? Like, it was so fucking, like, and I don't know, that's the next thing stuck in a robot stick. Like, I love the obsession with that. It was very funny.
Yeah.
How they just keep going back to that dumb thing.
Well, also, you saw that the mayor of this town, the guy that kept that's in the middle of this investigation, he's really, really dark and, like, he's really twisted. And
well,
I guess
because he's in on the shit with Vince Vaughn.
Yeah, and also the girl cop
Frank
with the East. Yeah, they went to I guess his house, and the son was there talking in an accent.
Oh yeah,
a Uyghur accent, if I may.
Yeah.
Well. First he was talking like a prince, and then he started talking like a normal person, and then he switched up the accent again. And right. His hooker girlfriend was like obsessed with papers flying around and stuff.
Well, no, yeah. That was the mayor's wife.
Mayor's wife,
yeah,
right.
The Russian.
Oh, yeah. Well, okay. Now let's see. I want to get through everything with Ray. Also, I did like when Ray was said that he fucking pissed himself when he fucking got shot. That was funny.
Now was this again? Because I watched these all together.
Yeah.
Was this episode two or was it not three where he dealt with the ex-wife talking about custody just for
that was
the
second
kid?
One when.
And yeah, then the third
but
one.
Then, but then her changing her mind and saying the state police came asking questions about you.
And she didn't change her mind. She offered him $10,000 to leave
right.
And leave the kid
was
alone.
That?
And she was insinuating, and at least maybe tell me if I'm wrong, she was insinuating that if you don't take the kid, I'm going to tell the state police you were a dirty cop.
Exactly.
Am I wrong by saying she was insinuating that? Like she
no, she was. Because she knew that he wouldn't take the money.
I felt
she
that it was a
threat.
She
didn't know that, but I don't think she's going to go that hard against them.
I just think she's an awful person. At this point right now,
yeah.
She's got her boy toy in the car waiting. She's trying to bribe Ray into basically buying off his stepson. Let's go ahead and just, out him because it's not his biological son. This awful, awful crap. I feel like she kind of keeps opening wounds up. I'm sure she just realized that Ray was shot in the line of duty. And she's going to, throw this other bombshell on him, like, hey, the state office came over and they're, investigating into you. I didn't say anything, but here's 10 G's. Why don't you just go away? You're a bad guy. Just go away.
And that did happen last episode, right?
Well, no, she was threatening to file sole custody of.
No, but when she showed up with the 10 grand and told him.
That was in the third episode.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that was this last episode when she showed up with the money.
Yeah.
I get it.
Okay,
Joe just watched my back.
Because
the way
prior to that.
Sorry, go ahead.
because prior to that, Rachel McAdams' boss was one of the ladies for the DA was saying not on paper, but for her to get sexually involved with
the
guys.
Oh, yeah. So now you have her trying to get involved. You know, you're trying to, you know, I'm not saying you have to fuck him, but, you know, and all that shit. But
lead him on think that, or whatever.
Yeah, lead him.
Well, the thing that we also skipped really quick about Ray was the visit with the doctor. A couple things that the doctor said, I like, you know, well, you're clear, like, you know, well, you're clear for duty, but I was supposed to clear you anyway, meaning that, you know, his boss told him you better fucking clear Ray because we need
him. No matter what shows up. Yeah.
Yeah. And also
his liver is shot and his ribs are bruised or broken.
And when he asked him, can I ask how much you drink in a week? And he says, it's okay for a man to have vices, but too many of them at the same time or something like that. The doctor was telling him.
Dude, right. Did you see an X-ray of his chest?
Yeah. Not good.
Yeah, it was just dark.
It's just a black thing.
I'm going to sound stupid. I mean, I knew it wasn't supposed to be shown in a good light. What was so bad about it?
He bruised his sternum whenever he got shot by the shotgun, according to what he was telling Annie after the fact. And then also,
right? But I mean, it's not like they showed tumors. It wasn't like
It's supposed to be metaphorical. It's all dark. It's all dark, Joe.
I got you.
Bad guy.
Which leads to I think Royce was about to say, which was. And the look on his face when he was asked, "Do you want to live?"
He didn't know. Like, look, here's the picture. I mean, just look at the look on his face when he was asked how much he drank. It's just this, like, oh fuck, you know.
Mm. Well, now he's having a revelation. Like, really? Yeah. I think he was having a revelation even before all of this that happened in the last episode when he was trying to tell Frank, "Hey, I'm done." And then he talks to Frank again in this episode, basically saying. You got to do something. I just got shot with a shotgun.
Like he was saying,
I think when he got shot, he had like a revelation.
Yeah.
Moment of clarity.
He's trying every which way to just get out of it and not be part of this whole thing.
Yeah, he said it again. Just use this as an out. Get me off the case, you know?
Right.
And no, he didn't, because now we're finding out more and more that, like you said earlier, you know, with the DA, that the state is really trying to come after this department. So they're
trying to. But that's the whole thing.
Then also you also saw Ray's partner was like taking pictures of him trying to blackmail him as well.
Oh yeah,
the other character. Yeah, we didn't get to that yet, but yeah. But just to finish up the Ray thing, it seems like it's not just him; it's the whole department that he's in that's corrupt.
Right.
Right.
Well, it's a small town. It's like a population of 90, I think.
Right, 90,000. But either or.
Which now I finally, because I am a dumb man, I finally understand the whole concept behind the city and why it is so corrupt and why all the stuff that was going on. I think you alluded it to the first podcast, Royce. But in essence, they're just all the residents there are law enforcement, city managers, all these people, and they basically just pad themselves on the back with cash and other extras. You know, while all these companies are going in, so they can just bankroll whoever they want, whenever they want. They can, you know, just get rid of people here and there.
Like, in other words, like Ray's boss's character, like he knows he's in with Vince Vaughn, and it's not a problem, right? Like to that department, I'm saying, like in that department, that's not a secret, right? Like that's it's a known thing that they're all.
Oh yeah, no, I think everyone in the department is dirty, and they all know it.
Right. That's why they were asking about, like, you know, that they're investigating our timesheets, right? They're investigating when we clock because, everyone's working extra hours and overtime, so we're going to get time and a half.
And also something I remember going back to Ray's father really quick, his comment was really funny. He tells Ray, it's no country for white men. I thought that was hilarious.
That was a great dialogue scene.
It was great. I mean, there was a lot of good dialogue in this, I thought, in this episode.
And then he took his dad's badge that was in that cube and gave it to his son.
Mm-hmm.
You want to skip to a different character? Or?
I want to make sure we covered everything with Ray, and then I want to move on to Frank if we could. And then to Rachel McAdams' apple.
Ray did save Annie when they were going around asking about the car. Right, stolen.
I'm sorry. We're thinking the same thing. I was going to say when he knew she could implicate him.
Well, I guess, you know, finally, because I was thinking to myself the entire episode and really up until now, she's just devoid of any kind of fun and joy. And, you know, obviously,
and I don't think she really cares whether he's a bad cop or dirty cop or not.
No, I think whenever she was being asked by the African-American lady police officer about, you know, is he dirty? Do you have anything on him? Hey, maybe you should sleep with him. That'll be a bonus in a memo that I'm not going to write. And she was basically saying, you know, like almost kind of covering for him because it's none of her business. Like, who gives a shit?
She's just, and like, I think like what you just said, I think that really turned her off that she was told that, you know, you could probably just fuck the guy and get us info. Yeah, I think that made her go more towards his side.
And by the way, I guess now that we're on it, let's just stick with Rachel McAdams' apple.
Why do you keep? She's hot. What
I know, but I just love doing that. Because she's lost so much weight.
I want to see her naked in this show.
She's lost so much weight. Anyway, so like ripped. But she's hot, of course. But anyway.
She used to be fat?
No, she's still. But I mean, she's like ripped now. Anyway, back to what I was saying. Well, with her, once again, leading more evidence, as I said last week, that I believe that she had definitely has a porn addiction. Because once again, going back to what I said, the reason they even...
Oh, they showed that.
Well, not only that, but Joe, here's what I said. In the first episode, the reason she found out her sister was even doing those webcams is, in my opinion, she was on a porn site and saw her sister. So she went out there and did that whole thing. Because when they went there, they didn't have anything. She just did that to stop her sister.
Yeah.
In my opinion.
Right. They had absolutely no reason to be there, it turned out.
So in my opinion...
You know what? Good point.
So I think that this leads more... like, the guy... Okay. The guy comes to break up with her. That other cop that was fucking her. Walks up to break up... Or he breaks... I'm sorry. She breaks up with him.
Oh, that weirdo that can't take a fucking hint with the mustache. Right? Yeah.
Officer Mama's boy.
Yeah.
That was fucking funny.
How great was it, Slim?
But, you know, he was like, you know, be an adult about this, you know, blah, blah, blah. And when he says, if you fucking come near me, you'll leave with your teeth in a baggie.
Yeah, you're going to need a baggie to put your teeth in.
Yeah, fucking Christ, that was great. I thought that was awesome.
Talk about foreshadowing for another character later on in this episode.
Oh, shit. That's
God, man, yeah. Right. I didn't even think of that. But let's stick with her real quick. I want to get to that, of course. But let's see. What else did we find out about? She was with what's his face this episode.
Yeah, they went over. It was Annie and Ray. Yeah. Not Ray. Paul.
Paul.
They went over to Mayor Scumbag's house.
Yeah.
To go investigate. Which, by the way, man, I need to be a city manager of a town of 90 because that was huge palatial estate. And
but that house looked all shitty and unkempt.
Of course, even though they didn't have a party the night before, and they end up meeting his Russian mail order bride wife.
Yep.
And I saw a hot naked girl in the pool, and I was like, I miss
Florida. She had some nice tits.
Oh, yeah, it started with throwing him over the balcony and her landing in the pool.
Yeah.
And then if you caught it fast enough, whenever Annie was walking around and she opens the door and there was a brunette, lovely looking lady with black hair.
Oh, they slammed the door on her. Yeah.
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 That is the daughter of the mayor in this show. However, I'm pretty sure you can confirm it, just to make sure that I'm not talking out of my ass, but I'm pretty sure that was, in Breaking Bad, she was the girlfriend to...
Jesse? No.
Yes. Yeah, Jesse Pinkman.
No.
No?
One of them? That hot?
Very end with the kid.
Yeah, now she... trust me, Jesse's girlfriend
on it's not.
Breaking Bad, yeah, not I. She was on The Fappening. I jerked off to her plenty of times. No, not her. But are we sure that's his daughter?
You see it in one of the portraits, one of the family portraits.
Okay. And again, the guy that put on the accent, that was his son?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, all right.
Also in the portrait.
Yeah.
All right. And by the way, that I love that actor. What's his name? David Morse?
Yeah.
I think he's fucking great. Now, is he supposed to be like a wacky cult leader but is just trying to do good? He's not one of the wacky cult leaders that's trying to fuck every girl that goes to his congregation. He's just trying to be like peaceful and trying to, you know, find out more about his character, obviously. But
I think he used to be really twisted in like the cult stuff, and now he's out of it, trying to like cover up all of that. Because in the first episode, he was like, "Yeah, no, I'm not in that light anymore." Yeah, I feel
he did
bad
mention something
sister.
Like not since 1978, whatever happened then. Yeah, you might be right.
Yeah.
What
else did I'm just trying to think of what else Rachel what's her name in the game? I forget.
McAdams.
No, in the show.
Rachel. Annie. Oh, her name is Annie.
She looks like
Annie,
a Deborah.
Yeah. So she's not. She looks like a Deborah. She's okay. We already mentioned the fucking. Is that a fucking e-cig? That was hilarious. That whole back and forth with them. This is it.
Is that
me?
A fucking e-cigarette.
Did you? Is it me or did this episode, especially at the beginning, have kind of a David Lynch vibe to it? A
little bit.
I was thinking just that. Holy shit.
Right?
Just with the colors and
the beginning, like that weird Conway Twitty thing, purgatory thing and all that. Like, I
feel my God. Yeah.
Very Lost Highway.
With the guy on the stage and the lighting. Absolutely.
It felt
like you're right.
felt like it really felt like, which is not a bad thing. I love David Lynch.
No,
but,
So do I. Yeah. Absolutely.
But I was, it felt like that.
Until you just said it, but yeah.
See, I'm trying to think. What else does she do? Is that all for her? I don't think she did that much.
No, Wait a minute. She was in the apartment when Ray was talking to his ex-wife
Yeah, but they didn't like pan back to her to see if she was like looking around the house. She was basically just in there. But I'm sure
they showed her by the door listening to the conversation.
Okay. She walked away as he was coming back, and then they ended up leaving the apartment.
Right, right.
And then, you know, she almost died getting hit by a truck.
Oh yeah, that bloody. That would have been bad. I guess.
But that's what Ramcat and I were saying earlier. Even though he knows that, you know, she's working for these guys that want to put him away.
Yeah.
He still saved their life. So that's.
Yeah. You know. Yeah, that's true. And once again, I think everything is leading up to her not, in my opinion, not turning Ray in or not trying to fuck Ray.
No,
over.
I think she's bonding with him and saying fuck you to the.
And once again, I believe like what you guys said. I believe because the way she said, why don't you just, you know, basically fuck him, basically saying that. Why don't you just fuck him? Or like pretend you're going to fuck him. That immediately turned her off where it was like, fuck, you know, like, fuck you, you know,
had
fuck
to sway
you.
Her to his side. Yeah.
Yeah, like, don't fucking know. Don't fucking, like, I'll do my, she, I believe at the beginning she was like, yeah, I'll do my job kind of thing. But then it was like, oh, fuck, it's like, fuck you. Because I kind of made it maybe insinuate that they were doing it on purpose because she was a chick.
Yeah, because he was in the in that meeting with the mayor and the mayor's lawyer, and they're like, she's going to be working at a donut shop. Get rid of her. Like, so he probably had a chance to like let her get hit, but he was like, oh, wait, no, I got to save her.
Yeah, and again, that's just a lot of reasons why I don't think she's going to turn on anybody.
By the way, that mayor drinks all the time. I mean, I know that Ray's supposed to be drinking a lot, but Mayor McSalty.
Maybe he does it from watching him.
It honestly, I thought of that, Ramcat, but it to me, it looked like he was pouring water.
Was it water?
Why is the mayor always squinting, too? He's always really, you know what I mean? Like, he's always kind of squinting.
That guy looks maybe so familiar, by the perpetual way. I've seen him in so many other things.
Yeah, you're right. He might have a perpetual hangover because he's always fucking drinking.
Yeah, like, the first episode? He was in one scene, he was drinking out of the shaker cup.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
I guess let's. Do we want to move on to Frank or to Paul next?
Frank. Okay. Let's move to Frank.
So Frank, and after this episode, that's why this episode and the last episode, Joe, is what I told you. Vince Vaughn is a really good actor, and I said I can't believe I'm.
Oh, I even prefaced it by saying of like Maid and like the Favreau movies. Yeah,
prefaced it by saying I can't believe I was ever going to say this. But Vince Vaughn is a good actor. And I go, maybe we just think he's bad because if he did dramas, maybe he'd be better. Because
all these like comedy roles.
First off, it starts with his weird redhead wife blowing him and him not being able to get an erection, right?
Yeah.
To have a kid, yeah.
Yeah, to fill a cup.
Up in a cup,
right.
So
apparently he doesn't, he has some sort of erectile dysfunction, I'm assuming. But
Well, he was claiming that it was unnatural and that he didn't want to do it in a spot like that. And so then him and his wife have a rift. And then I guess he is trying to find out who took his money. And
well, that's the other thing. He's got all that shit on his mind where he feels less of a man because he's no longer the big shot. He's no longer the big guy.
But also in this episode, you can tell that he used to be like a high roller mafioso type.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, yeah. And this is the episode where he takes that back, which was amazing to watch.
I fucking rooting for him, man. I can't believe I'm rooting for him.
Well, he was trying to legitimize himself. And then I guess whenever he got into bed with Casper and the Russians, and then the Russians decided to back out, which is clearly like something that is, you know, dogging him. He's, you know, still trying to figure out who's got it out for him because one of his partners ended up getting killed and having the same thing happen to him that happened.
Now, Ramcat, was that partner that they found dead in that well or whatever the fuck it was?
Yeah.
Wasn't that the guy Vince Vaughn was considering maybe was the killer of Casper when he was asking the other guy, do you think he has it in him? And the other guy goes, well, I look at him and he's part anaconda.
Yeah.
Is that who they were talking about?
He's talking about the Russian. He's talking about Osu.
Yeah.
That's
guy that okay.
But I think I couldn't tell at the time. I'm watching it again right now. But I think the guy that they found in that well with his leg broken and his eyes gouged out, I think that was the construction worker.
No. His eyes weren't gouged out. They were burned out with acid like Casper did.
No.
Okay. Well.
Okay.
Yeah. Because beginning of the episode, he went to the construction guy telling him that he owes him money and he's going to keep on owing him. He's like, nah, Casper's dead. He's like, nah, man. I got to make up for that money. So, like, so he was threatening
that
him,
John, but it didn't look like him. You think that was the construction guy that was dead?
I mean, I'm watching the episode as we're
you know what
doing
this is
show.
What makes the show so great. I want to rewatch it.
I
that's,
I mean?
That's right. Even for Game of Thrones, whenever we do this podcast, I'll watch the show while we're doing this to see if I missed anything. And I'm trying to. It's almost leading up to when he found him in that pit, because he kind of when I first watched the episode, I was like, I don't remember this guy from any other episodes. Was he that guy he was just talking to? Because it makes
especially
sense.
Especially like what Royce was saying, there's literally three different storylines going on at once. And like I was telling Royce, this is really not that the rest of the first episode wasn't great. It was. Right. But what really hooked me was the end of the first episode. The way they tied the three together.
Yeah.
I thought it was brilliant.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I was like, I can't fucking wait. I gotta see everything else.
And you know, going back to Frank, we have to talk about the fucking mutiny that was about to happen with him and all the Mexican dudes.
Yeah, yeah.
When he's in the basement and that guy with the fuck you grill, you know, tells him, you want to scrap, you know, you want
to
scrap.
Which goes back to what we were just saying about how, you know, he used to be looked at as the big shot.
Holy
tough
crap.
Guy, and now they thought he was, you know, no longer that and weak. And, oh boy.
One of the best.
Yeah,
another.
What's kind of funny is like that whole fight. Not only did none of the guys like jump in and take on Vince Vaughn, but
well, they did have guns pointed at him. You got to remember.
Yeah, they all had guns.
They did, but the guy was throwing punches. Not once did that guy throw.
Well, that was that line.
He couldn't
land
a single
punch. That line that he said when the guy was taking his ring goes, "You don't need to take your rings off. Won't matter to me." That was
great.
Fucking good. Like, won't matter to me. He fucking dodges everything. Vince beats the living shit out of him. And then gets the pliers and rips out that. I always had that fucking thing. Rips out the fucking teeth. His gold fuck you teeth.
As he was
mouth.
Doing it, I'm picturing it's, you know, one plate across the roof of his
no,
mouth.
No, individual.
But then they show it's individually, like you just said.
God.
Yeah, took out gold tooth.
And then that was at the. Because I guess he had, like, that fight in the beginning with his wife, and his wife is like, come on, baby, I want to talk to you. And he's like, well, maybe tomorrow. And he was like, if you look at his hands. And I think she was glancing at his hands. You can tell his hands were from the fight were all like raw looking.
Well, that's when he dumps the gold teeth in the trash bin.
Yep.
Yeah.
He fucking. Yeah, because, you know, he was just, you know, what do you mean? You ain't got enough for them to take. Like, they were just embarrassing him. And he crumbled the paper of that, you know, if anyone knew this Casper guy. And fucking.
Oh, dude, when that guy crumpled the paper, I was like, oh, boy.
He
not
fucking.
Good.
Holy
not smart.
Shit.
Or how about when Paul bumped shoulders with him in the nightclub? I thought he was gonna like scrap or say something, but he just looked at him and they just walked away.
Yeah, that is true.
They didn't know each other, and then Paul saw, you know, the four guys or six guys behind him giving him the same I'm waiting for you to make a move, a look, and just kept going.
Yeah, I mean, he was fucking. Holy shit. See, what else with Frank? I'm trying to remember, see, what else happened with Frank?
Real quick, Dennis in the chat put the construction worker, a still shot from the construction worker when he was in his trailer, construction trailer, to the pic of the guy dead. It does look like the same
it's
guy.
It's the same person. Yeah.
It is. Oh, wow.
So somebody got to that guy. So it's somebody, it might be somebody in Vince's crew.
Which is what he suspects, obviously, yeah.
No, it's definitely someone in his crew.
But then the dialogue in
the tall blonde guy.
Oh.
See, my theory was, is he blonde? I thought he was a redhead.
Mm-hmm. Dark brown.
The one that gets, the one that Vince Vaughn shoves.
Oh,
When he yells,
who is coming
after me?
Sorry. Yes, you're right.
Oh, my phone doesn't work. What am I, a teenage girl? What the hell?
Yeah.
That guy.
That's true. Let's see. What else? What else happened with Frank?
He had that dialogue with Osip, and Osip basically just turned his back on him, and he was like talking all this. He's like, "What the fuck, man?" And like, "Yeah, go have a nice fucking day."
Yeah.
You know, wait. Now, what is Osip's big role in this? Like, what he was backing? What what's his name?
With Casper, yeah.
Right, so he was behind the Casper deal, and since Casper died, he is no longer interested?
He was going to bankroll the whole deal in conjunction with what he has with the Russians, but because his crew's old school, and they don't want to get into anything that's going to implicate them, that's probably why they're backing out, but it's very convenient that Casper's dead.
I'm sorry if I turn this more into a question show than a commentary show, but I just saw all three of these today. Sorry.
I need to hear it over and over again, too, just so I have it on.
No. I agree, man.
How about
I have to watch every episode like two times. Even after I'll watch it again because there's a lot of stuff happens in every scene. Like, there's a lot of stuff happens in every scene. A lot of information, a lot of like just simple things. Like just going back to the very beginning, like you have your father's hands, implying that his father fought all the time when he looks at his hands and they're beat up, you know? Like little things like that, everything in the show means something else.
Dude, this is the kind of show where if you're watching it with a friend sitting next to you and they get a text and they look at their phone, you want to punch their jaw loose.
Because you have to keep pausing.
Yeah, but yeah, because about, this is not the show where you can look away. You got to pay the fuck attention.
Yeah.
Another thing, too, we kind of learned was Paul had that dialogue at that dirt bike rally. And I think it was like a friend from Afghanistan. And I think they had like a sexual relation.
Right? That's
what they alluded to.
Yeah, they had some kind of gay thing going on there. Yeah.
He's gay. Yeah, of course. Right.
So he has to take Viagra before he tries to bang his super smoke show of a girlfriend who ends up breaking up with him. He gets really disturbed and calls people fag whenever they're, you know, messing with him in reverse.
Yep, there was that
thing.
And then he was very happy to get all pally with the guy hooker to get into the club.
There was that. There's the weird relationship with his mom and the back massages and all this sort of thing. So,
oh, and by the way, just to back up, and I think it was Royce who mentioned it earlier. I forget who. That's when the other cop was taking pictures of him with that.
That's what
guy.
I said. Yeah, he's taking pictures with him.
By the way, that other cop was Dan Doherty in Deadwood, the greatest show ever made on television.
Nice.
But I noticed that. So
he gets walked into the gay club with that little pretty boy.
Right.
We also could see that he went through like four double shots of something. I wasn't sure what he was drinking. Did you notice that?
Hey, I think it was just like vodka or whatever.
When he purposely ordered doubles all around. Yeah.
He kept slugging him down.
When he asked for doubles all around, I was thinking, does he want to fuck one of them?
I was thinking that too. I really, really was.
Seriously, I'm not even joking. I'm like, I think he's.
Yeah, he's clearly gay because they're not even implying he's bisexual. Because I would think, at least the way, like we said earlier, you know, if he's taking Viagra, that would explain it. That would explain why.
Right. That's what I mean. I learned in seventh grade English as called foreshadowing. Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, that was in the first episode. He had to take a Viagra and fake a shower just to get a hard on to fuck his extremely hot girlfriend.
What happens in the desert stays in the desert.
Well, apparently in this show, no one loves blowjobs because he couldn't get it up with his hot girlfriend.
Point.
And then Frank couldn't get it up for his wife trying to do in vitro. And so blowjobs are bad for True Detective. But, yeah.
That is true so far.
There is that weird running theme. Yeah.
Well, I noticed in the first season, there was that they're always asking questions about a groundskeeper, and it turns out the season's already passed. The groundskeeper ended up being the person that was like the killer.
Right. The painter of the thing, right?
Yeah.
Allegedly. In case Dutch is listening, drink your Lester's Fixins and don't pay attention to what John just said.
Yeah, he won't remember though. Dutch is the kind of doesn't remember anyway.
Wait, Dutch hasn't seen the first season?
No.
No.
I guess it doesn't really matter because the way they're not connected, so.
No, they really aren't. One has nothing to do with the other.
Yeah.
At all. And they've gone out of the way to say that.
And then what's that movie that they're trying to film? It's like a knockoff of Mad Max on Sci-Fi Channel.
That's exactly what I fucking thought, John.
Mad Max.
Oh, yeah.
Which, by the way, the director or producer that they were talking to, that guy I know for sure is the large American Indian Asian guy from Big Lebowski that pisses on the dude's rug.
Holy shit,
that's who it was. I knew he looked familiar. You see what made us do, Lebowski? Holy shit, you're right.
Oh shit, that's him with long hair.
He looks like a fucking loser. Hey, at least I'm housebroken.
That's a cool marmot.
Dude, wow, you're right. I knew he looked familiar. Shit, okay.
I am the walrus.
But that's where, but that's where... That's where Annie and Ray found out about the car that got stolen off of the lot, and then they double back and talk to the driver that I guess quit because he had some sort of a medical condition that prevented him from driving, and that's where Annie almost got ran over by the truck whenever they're trying to find the guy that set the car on fire.
Yeah.
Yeah, at that point, he was wearing like a Jason mask. It was just like a weird white kind of...
It just looked like a generic masquerade mask.
Yeah,
like
I have no problem pleading retardation / ignorance. I have no idea. Do you guys have any idea who you think that might be?
I already said earlier, Michael Keaton from Birdman.
Okay, well, let me ask you again.
What about Harvey Birdman, attorney at law?
Okay, I'll stop asking.
You get that thing that I sent you? Habeas corpus.
We know it's a cop.
Yep.
You think so?
Well, they said that standard.
I mean, I know it was definitely insinuated that, yes, it was a cop.
But I mean, it would be kind of stupid to say that unless there's some affiliation with a cop.
You think it couldn't possibly be the mama's boy mustache guy?
You want me?
Oh man, you think it is?
I don't know.
What if I go out on a limb? I want to make a guess. and it's just going to be a guess. And it, I have no backing for this. I have not seen. Obviously the episodes are not yet. I'm guessing, and maybe I'm wrong. The hippie dad, Rachel McAdams Apple, hippie dad is the guy.
Like,
the
okay, what? The guy that set the car on fire, or just the main guy?
The guy who shot fucking Ray.
Well, yeah, the guy who set the car on fire is the same guy who shot Ray.
Right, right. But I think it's the same. Yes.
But okay, let me ask you though, what would be the motive for him to do that?
Well, like we said before, and John said it before, it seems like he's someone who used to do fucked up shit. You said it too, like a culty thing or something.
Right.
And that house that Ray was searching was it had padded rooms, like an audio, like if they did like porn in it or something. Which, by the way, also there was a room dedicated to a video camera and a tape recorder, and that was missing.
Yeah, probably because it has a murder on it or some other evidence behind it. I think that it's probably somebody that got miffed with Casper coming to all these parties, fucking all these hookers, you know, just being there without actually contributing anything. He was just kind of leeching off, and they decided to take him out.
I'm thinking it's someone we haven't seen yet. I'm thinking it's a character we haven't been introduced yet.
That's my feeling, too.
Yeah. Do you think it's the son? Because the son seems like he's a party goer.
No. I think the son's way too stupid to do that. No. Now, again, I think it's someone that we haven't introduced to yet. You know.
Let's see. What else? Did anything else happen? Well, we talked about him going into the gay club.
Now, you know, when John was talking about how, you know, he's going over to the dirt bike track with his army buddy, and they're talking about times past and everything else. And his army buddy's talking about how, oh, I just want to go back. I wish we never left. It was 3 days of bliss in the day of the Condor. Don't you want to go back? Don't you want to go back? What happened?
Yeah.
What happened?
They had to have had some sort of fling over like, because at first, before he put his hands on him, I thought, like, you know, like maybe Paul saved his life. Or vice versa.
But it
might be a don't ask, don't tell sort of thing. Like they were like he got involved with them, and then after the war, he was like, "What the hell did I do? I hate my life. Oh my god, I'm not gay, even though I am gay."
I was trying to figure that out, and then I was also trying to figure out again from episode one, what the hell is Annie into that got this guy Officer Mama's Boy all riled up to where he's totally, totally thirsty for her. And
he was probably really kinky.
Well, I mean, I think it's clear that she just – I think it's clear she just let him on, that she, you know, she has these problems.
Here's what happened.
But she has issues, and she wanted to just fuck a random guy. He got attached, and she had to break it off.
Yeah, she probably –
that's what I saw.
Problem was –
she picks pieces of shit so she can dump him.
But, right.
You know, suck him and leave him is what he said to her. You're the suck him and leave him type.
Yeah.
Speaking of suck them and leave them, I kind of want to point out, because we were mentioning before that blowjobs are not key or yucky in season two. When Paul was searching, talking to hookers and stuff, he was sitting on a bench drinking whiskey from a canteen. And you see the gay white angel guy behind a tree getting on his knees and sucking someone off.
Right.
Quite enjoying it.
That was a gay park thing, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a gay park
thing.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
And his army guy being right around that area would add more credit to why that they're gay, right?
Yep.
Right?
And look, obviously, who cares? That's fine.
No, I don't care if they're gay or not. It's just, it's part of
like an intricate part of his.
But the thing is that I don't think they do anything for nothing. I think there's going to be something more that because of that. I really believe
that. It's all going to tie in.
Right, that's what I'm saying. There's got to be a bigger thing going on than just him being gay. Yeah, there's got
to
be.
Yeah.
Unless they're trying to imply that everyone in Hollywood is bisexual or full-blown gay.
No, see, they weren't implying it was bisexual, like I said earlier. I mean, like we were saying earlier, you know, the Viagra to get blown. It makes sense. At least with the narrative that's what they're doing. I mean, it still doesn't explain. I still want to know how the fuck he got all those scars, you know, on his body
from war. So that's why I
the war. Yeah,
that's why I'm assuming someone saved someone's life, because that looked like an IED shrapnel. It couldn't have been fire. It had to be like an explosion or something.
I mean, we'll see. I mean, maybe I'm wrong. It seemed at this point it was really being served up on a plate that he was gay was heavy-handed because everything that was going on, you know? Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I read it wrong, but...
Well, at the very least, he's conflicted because he's having to go into a situation where he's relying on this gay escort to get him into Frank's club.
Yep.
And he's talking with all these other, you know, gay escorts about, hey, have you seen this guy? Do you know anything about, you know, Casper or who he hung out with and what he did, et cetera, et cetera. Right. And so that's probably the reason why he was ordering doubles for everybody, just, you know, just drown it out. Because right. he's doing the exact opposite that Ray was talking about, where Ray's saying, I don't want to drink because I want to stay angry.
Right. Good point.
Right.
But now, is it Frank's club or is it a club he used to own and now he just frequents it just to get money?
You're right. I should have clarified. It used to be his club before Fuck You Grill Guy decided to...
Former Fuck You Grill Guy.
Former Fuck You Grill
Guy. Yeah, now he's this gummy McGillicuddy.
Yeah. Boy, that was fucking brutal.
Anything with teeth and I'm out, that was really... Ugh.
Yeah, I think that may have been worse than the curb stomp, American History.
Yeah.
God, he beat the living fuck out of him. You got to love how his eyes...
It was so great to see his character development.
Can I just say it was one of the greatest hand-to-hand fight sequences, and it was short but very accurate.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. Oh, absolutely, yeah.
You don't need to take your rings off. It won't affect me.
Oh, won't bother me.
Won't bother me. Holy fuck, man. So good. Christ. Yeah, like I said, I think Vaughn, you know, like I said, going back to like the season episode two, that whole monologue he had staring at the stain on the ceiling, I thought was great, you know?
Oh, yeah.
And episode two, you know, we talked about it last show, but when he was, you know, talking about how a rat was there and he kept, you know, and they only had one light in the room and all that. I mean, I thought that was fucking awesome, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But see, did we miss anything? I mean, I'm trying to think if we've missed anything. If not, we could just talk about what we think's going
to
happen and whatever.
Yeah, I'm trying
to. How did the episode end?
No, we covered the plot. The episode end with Frank, by the way, back in his room with his, whatever he is.
Oh, yeah. I don't want to make, maybe tomorrow. That's how it ended with him saying maybe tomorrow. Like, I want to make up. That girl, by the way, I'm going to say it again. I don't understand, like, he should be dating someone or marrying someone hotter than that, in my opinion.
Wait, who are you talking about?
The redhead that Frank's married to.
Dude, that was the chick from Flight. She's Kelly fucking Wiley. Sexy. She's fucking sexy.
Oh,
I don't know what you're talking about.
She was awesome in Flight.
Yeah. Nah. She's fucking hot. I don't know what you're talking about.
I don't think so.
She is hot. I think she's hot.
Nah, for me. She has like, the thing of I can't tell if she's old or young.
Well, she's definitely like very supportive. That's why
she's middle-aged, so stop it.
All right, whatever. You're far. I guess you're right, but I guess if I'm going to do anyone in that show, it's either going to be the chick they threw into the pool or the guy that gave Paul the blowjob, that chick, because they're the two hottest ones to me.
What about the fucking actress that I guess they portrayed as like a Lindsay Lohan getting pulled over?
That was fucking
hilarious. Oh, yeah, and he got a blowjob from her.
No, he didn't get a blowjob from her.
Yeah, no, I believe that he didn't.
Now it really you would think he didn't.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, now blowjobs. He just wanted to be on the bike.
Yeah.
I mean, I really don't think he did. But let's see. What are we thinking next episode is going to happen here?
I'm trying to remember the coming attractions, which, of course, are always misleading, but still.
I think
the ex-wife is still going to try to, you know, persuade him to, you know, stay away.
And he does a really good job of it too, because he meets up with his son to give his grandpa's badge to him in the box.
Yeah. I think maybe the ex-wife is probably going to go like, why'd you give this to him? Take it back or something.
See, next episode's 4. I have the promo. You guys want to watch it?
Sure.
Reason why our victim would visit so many of these sites.
Maybe this is where the bodies are buried.
Somebody's pulling me out on the streets.
Just like that, you're back here.
What I gotta do? This is gonna get worse.
I just don't know how to be out in the world, man.
Look out that window. Nobody does.
I wanted to give you this. Where you come from, that'll mean something to you one day.
Those moments, they stare back at you. You don't remember them. They remember you.
Okay, now I have something to say in regards to something that was very, very quick in the clip. So apparently Paul and Annie almost hook up.
Really? I missed that.
Which would
I believe you, but I missed that. Okay.
Which would mean that if you know, obviously if Paul is designated, implied to be gay or homosexual, which is fine.
Wait, what part? I'm sorry, did I miss it? Let me see what part are you.
Yeah, where'd you see that?
Where the bodies are buried.
Let me see. You might be right. I wasn't paying attention, I guess.
Somebody's pulling me out on the streets.
Just like that, you're back here.
What I gotta do? This gonna get worse.
I just don't know how to be out in the world, man.
Look at that one.
Yeah, he was really close face to face with her. Here's what I think happened. And because he is not kissing her, I think she probably went to kiss him. And then he said he probably, in my opinion, didn't do anything. Who knows? Maybe I'm wrong, but we'll find out.
But wait a minute. If there's a character in the show that is just as manly as all the other male characters, it's got to be her, right? Because she's got knives all over her damn pants and her boots. And she's telling this guy to go fuck himself. Otherwise, he's going to leave with a baggie full of his own teeth.
And she has a porn addiction.
And she can handle herself. And so if he's going to sleep with the manliest woman on the show, it's probably going to be her.
I still don't think that makes sense, to be honest.
I think maybe she likes abusive sex.
Get worse.
Well, no, I think she's in the weird. Look, this. You talking about this scene here where he's...
I think if she fucks anybody, it's going to be Ray. It's not going to be...
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. But then again, if you look at the first season, that whore fucked both of them.
I will make a bet right now that if she does fuck anybody, it's definitely going to be Paul. It's not going to be Ray.
All right, what's the bet? I'll take it.
I think they're going to get...
Ramcat, unlike Dutch, I'll follow through on my bet. Let's make a bet.
I think they're going to get...
The episode.
I think they're going to get one-on-one. Amy and Ray are going to get one-on-one, and the partner's going to take pictures of them. There's probably like a short scene with his partner.
No, but dude, that's Ray's partner.
But I think that he's gonna come to one of the DA sides, like one on one, be like, "Here's the pictures I got," and they're gonna see if he can get any juice on any of the those people.
Hmm. All right. Well, to back up, Ramcat, here's what I'm saying.
Okay.
If Rachel McAdams hooks up with either of the cops, it's gonna be Ray, not the implied homo queer. And I say that with all this due respect. Sorry. Wow, that was bad. All due respect to the LGBTQFR, whatever else there is. So what is your bet?
QFR.
My bet is that if she does sleep with one of those guys, it's going to be Paul. It's not going to be Ray. Or if she sleeps with both of them, Paul will be first.
How funny would it be if it's neither one of them? She just fucks the mayor.
Oh. Right, but as the bet stands,
what's the bet?
I say she fucks Ray, regardless if it's first or second. Ramcat says she fucks Paul. So,
well, what's the bet, though? Like, what are we betting?
That's what I'm asking.
I mean,
I don't have any shitty soda stores near me, so
it doesn't matter. I can mail you. That's the power of the internet.
All right, we'll do
you
that.
Said
then.
That to me too.
I mean, as long as we're steeped in consistency and Dutch. Now owes Royce and I a drink, then we'll go ahead and just do the same thing.
Okay.
Why don't we just start a tab with Dutch, unbeknownst to Dutch? We'll just say, for lack of argument, that Dutch is here right now, and Dutch is going against whatever everybody else is saying in this bet, so that if you guys are right, Dutch has to drink another soda.
Yes, Dutch thinks that Conway, a Conway Twitty fan, is the actual murderer for season 2 of True Detective. So, I'm sorry.
Boom, perfect.
I'm sorry, Dutch.
By the way, is Dutch supposed to be drinking this live on air, like next week maybe?
It would be nice.
It would be
nice for him to show up and, you know.
What was the name of the Conway Twitty song, by the way?
The Rose.
Cool.
Was that a Conway Twitty song?
Yes, it was.
Okay.
All right.
Family Guy reference?
I am so sure that if there is any sex between Rachel McAdams and a cop, that it's going to be Ray. I will do a power hour of the worst, thickest, grossest IPA Dennis can give me. If I'm
Oyster
wrong.
Brew.
Hey.
I'm just saying, you'd be a provider, you know.
IPAs that you go to Kevin for.
All right. Well, we have the bet. The bet's out there.
All right.
Any other predictions for, like, how about any Frank? Any predictions for Frank?
He's going to move beyond.
I think Frank is going to have a brush with death. Like the people that were killing his friends as an example. I think he's going to have a brush with one of these people.
Right. What were you going to say? And you, Ramcat, what do you think?
I think he's going to move beyond teeth, and he's probably just going to kill a guy instead of beating him half to death. He's actually going to beat him to death.
Yeah, I think it's pretty clear. He's going to rise back up to the top where he once was.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
and be the top guy.
God, he beat the shit out of that guy.
In respect of...
And he fucking kicked him in the asshole. He didn't kick him in the balls. He kicked him in the asshole.
And I think after he kills the guy, he's going to pull a Walter White and then fuck the shit out of his wife and come in a cup for her.
Yeah.
I feel like that's what it's leading up to, because why else point out the sex thing so much? Let's see. Now, do we say... We said... Well, we said what Paul might sleep with Annie, but...
I don't know, Ray.
Can I just quickly point out that on the subject of Frank, I still think the Russians are involved in everything that's going on.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah,
They have to be.
They are the ones...
The ones that are trying to take over? I think so, too.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Let's see. Who... Ray. What's going to happen with Ray? I'm thinking... I'm thinking Ray is still going to try to get out of this case. He doesn't want to be in it. We do see that he sees his son on the preview, so that's going to be good. I don't know if he's going to get in trouble for that.
I wonder if he's going to go to either the mayor or somebody, and he's going to talk to one of them and be like, "Hey, my ex-wife is doing this because people are trying to get info on me. I want
I get some strings pulled to
goddamn that's a good point. That's what we'd be like, I'll stay in on this, but you gotta fucking get me out of this goddamn jam, you know?
Right. Or maybe somebody's gonna kill his ex-wife.
That's quite of a leap.
Yeah, that's pretty that's
good. I don't know. A lot of you people thought that that Ray was dead, and I was like, no, look at the still. You can see fabric, you don't see blood.
I just think it would be silly to kill someone that... I mean, it would be crazy if they did, but, you know, I mean... I'm glad they didn't, only because he's such a good fucking character.
Oh, he's so great.
I wonder if they're going to do a flashback of Ray beating the shit out of the rapist.
The rapist,
and maybe they'll show his face, and he might be
sure
a familiar face.
Yeah. I'm sure they will show that.
Unrelated question. Do you think his ex-wife is hot?
I think she is.
She's okay.
Yeah.
Right. She's a little creepy looking. A little. There's something about her.
I mean, it's hard to say she's super hot because she's cunty. She's such a cunt, you know?
Yeah, like, maybe that's it.
That's because we're getting raped.
Yeah.
Rape will do that to a person.
The paying
make,
off
your... What, make them hotter?
Your ex-husband, $10,000 to get rid of you.
Yeah.
Because stepson, your rape son, is kind of a turnoff.
I know, right? And after
son.
I love And I love how she's like throwing that in his face, like the whole fucking...
Yeah, we'll do a paternity test.
Like, dude,
really?
Seriously?
You,
like, you're the asshole.
To know that he's
Why?
A rape baby, you sick bitch.
How often do you have a dad say, no, I'm going to step in. Don't worry. Like, he's not, you know, he's doing the right thing. And, you know, and he's crazy. I mean, look, you can't defend some of the shit he does. I get that he's crazy. But, you know, he's trying his best. And the thing is, what I pointed out a couple of episodes ago is he's only crazy because of what he did for his family. He wouldn't have become a dirty cop if he didn't go find the rapist of his... He wasn't a dirty cop before. That's when, you know, he goes, Frank is, maybe I'll call a favor, maybe I won't. But he clearly is calling favors all the time, you know.
Right.
And if it wasn't for that whole situation, you know, he wouldn't. And that's why in the very first episode after we talked about it, I said, number one, I don't think that the person that raped her is the guy that he ended up fucking up or killing. And number two,
You think he killed the wrong guy?
I believe that Frank let him. I think Frank led him to a different person that he needed dead. And I think that Frank is the one who set up the because he's there was not only because this episode cements my theory more. How big of a fucking he was a big real mob boss, like he was fucking did some shady shit. That I think he personally got in there and maybe found the wife of a cop, did that so he could just get into the city and buy a favor.
I think you might be right on that one.
Maybe
Holy
I'm
fuck.
Wrong, but the more you see Frank,
Frank's
a lot of things, but Frank is fucking smart. You know, like, he knows what he's doing.
And
you know?
Also, like you said, that we saw in this last episode, psychotic, brutal, vicious.
Yeah.
But if he was so smart, he wouldn't have lost $7 to $10 million.
Well, the thing is that no matter how smart you are, what happened was somebody was killed. Like, he couldn't have...
There's someone bigger and smarter than you to...
Right. Mm. Right. Maybe I'm wrong. Like I said, I don't know, but it's just... It seems to me that it would make sense, and we also know that whoever the rapist was is a redhead.
Yeah.
Because the kid, I mean, it's not from the mom, so... Yeah, I don't know.
That's a good clue.
I mean, just my opinion. I don't know because, you know, the thing is, they haven't said whether or not the wife saw the guy because we know that Ray came to Frank to get the guy's name and info, so they had no idea who he was, you know.
Or what if the guy that supposedly raped her was a side dick that she was having an affair with because he was being a good cop, not being home, and Frank was like, "Hey,
God
look,
damn
Ray,
it.
What's up?"
That's a good point, John.
Yeah, yeah. Like
instead of admitting that she was being, cheating or whatever.
She doesn't seem too remorseful honest. About this rape and everything. Yeah, honest. Yeah, so, and she keeps on talking about this paternity test and everything. It's like, why would you want to do that unless if you had a...
Well, that's the thing. You would know you would fuck up your kid's life if you put that out there.
Western Echo says, can you picture the argument every night she had with Ray after the rape? I think you should wash the dishes. Well, I think your son's not your son.
Yeah, I think she wins every time.
God damn it.
Like, baby, what happened? Oh, no, this guy was raped me, but he seemed like a nice guy. He left chocolate on the nightstand.
How was your day today, sweetheart? Do you know what your rape son did at school?
Oh, fuck.
Jesus Christ, dude.
Oh, fuck. All right, guys, thank you for listening. Next week, we will be recapping episode 4. What's the name of next episode? The next episode? I don't remember. God damn it. Somebody look it up quick.
No Country for White Men.
Your Father's Hands.
Whatever it is, I would love.
It is on. Called.
This was fun.
It is called. Will come. Down will come.
Yeah.
Yes. Sorry.
Yeah. Sorry. Joe, please come on. We always love people on the show. Please come on.
I would love to. Show. Man, I love this.
Yeah. And we're gonna be trying to reviewing every after this show's over, just reviewing a different show every. Keep doing this every week.
That's a brilliant idea.
Yeah, because at least now we were saying earlier. The last time you remember there was good summer TV. This is the middle of summer. It's July.
And not just that. Like, I mean, like, you know, I think Ramcat was another one, aside from myself, saying pretty much like, wait, am I stupid for thinking or having to ask this question? But yeah, a lot of people have these kind of questions that we're going over. Yeah. So I think it's a really interesting listen.
Yeah, and honestly, when you start talking to other people about what they saw, you kind of start formulating where you think
that's
going.
That's the thing. Exactly, yeah.
Yeah, because by yourself, you could watch an episode 100 times, but you still have your same thoughts. But when you hear somebody, like for example, what John said, listen, be honest, after seeing season 1, would you put it past this show? I wouldn't.
No.
It sounds, maybe it doesn't happen.
You never know where it's going to go.
But if it does happen, you'd be like, God damn it, you know?
Right.
But I will say this, it still hasn't gotten as creepy as the first season. In terms of like how really dark.
I know, but I wouldn't be surprised if it does.
Yeah, I think it will. All right, guys. Like I said, thank you for listening. We'll be on next week. Thank you, everyone, for joining. I appreciate it. All right, guys. We're going to leave with some Conway Twitter.
Yeah.
That never.